VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says the United States and Mexico have reached a trade agreement. Canada and the U.S. have not done so yet. The deal with Mexico changes the North American Free Trade Agreement. On Monday, President Trump told reporters at the White House that the new deal will be called the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement.
We will see whether or not we decide to put up Canada or just do a separate deal with Canada if they want to make the deal.
Trump said Mexico has agreed to immediately begin purchasing as many agricultural products from the United States as possible. The White House is expected to notify Congress by the end of this week of its intention to sign a new trade agreement within 90 days. The three North American countries do about $1 trillion in trade among themselves every year. Iran on Monday warned judges at the International Court of Justice that reimposed American sanctions would cripple its economy and plunge the volatile Middle East deeper into crisis. It asked the United Nations' highest court to suspend the Trump administration's economic pressure on the country. Rulings by the World Court are final and legally binding, but it's not known if the Trump administration would obey a court order to suspend sanctions on Iran. The court settles disputes between nations. New U.S. sanctions against Russia over a nerve agent attack in Britain went into effect on Monday. Russia said it will review the sanctions before considering a possible response. The sanctions would end some financial assistance and arms sales to Russia. They would also deny the country credit and prohibit the export from the U.S. to Russia of security-sensitive goods and technology. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.